listen, when you turn the ball over and you have legs like that, Big Emmett as well, McFall, you know, they're all dangerous, even our full-back line coming forward. But listen, overall, you know, we're pleased with the effort. It should give us a really good chance of being in the semi-finals, and that was the aim at the start, to try to get a couple of wins and into the semi-finals as early as possible. This team needs to play a load of games together, you know. I think Derry people know Derry football better than me, you know, but that's the best players in Derry available to them, with really good attitudes and all committing to each other. You know, if we turned a corner in COVID last year, I was disappointed, you know, albeit with limited time getting ready for the championship, but I think we're very good footballers and we just need to push on now, and we need to, if we're in a playoff, we need to try to win that to get up.
How much did Fermanagh's win last week sharpen your focus for today? After winning by 16, did it really wake you up as to what was
coming? It probably did, but I think one thing that you have to be aware of as a team, you have to back yourself. I think we have some really exciting young players. You look at Ethan Doherty, you look at Shane McGuigan, you look at Connor Glass, we have Gareth back coming from the back, you know, Potty Tad's fully fit again, Paul Cassidy inside. Now we have some pretty decent players coming through, and you know, they're starting to put their hand up and show that they're really inter-county footballers. So we focused on Fermanagh and obviously to a certain extent, but we didn't go overboard. We backed ourselves, and you know, I think it showed in some of our attacking play. We're very, very slick and very, very clinical. We still have maybe a few things to tidy up on, but we're starting to focus more on ourselves whilst giving the opposition their full respect. But sometimes you can analyse the opposition too much.
Like, people wrongly judged Rory, in my opinion, coming in using defensive manager, what he did before. But in my opinion, a lot of teams play the same brand of football, but you have got a more exciting counter-attack now. Like,
well,
it's no different than anybody else.
I don't think it's just a counter-attack. I think the modern game's gone now. You have to be able to run, you have to be able to work hard, you have to be able to attack and defend. Each situation demands a different style of play. So the modern game's a thinking, as a thinker's game. I think sometimes there's a lot of lazy analysis. But look, we're not getting too carried away. It's been two decent performances, but like, this group of players, you know, has still a fair bit to go. But the most important thing, as you said, is winning games. Winning's the currency that matters in this sport, and we want to compete and we want to win.
Well, that's my final point. Like, obviously, promotion is a big thing that everybody in this county talks about. Winning a championship match is a big thing everybody talks about. But as players, is that mentioned much, or is it simply winning matches?
It's winning matches in general.
Maybe sounds silly question, but is that what it comes down to, really?
Winning matches of any kind, I would say, and, you know, obviously getting up the divisions, but it's not so long ago since we were in Division 1, and, you know, sometimes people paint a picture of things that are better than they are or worse than they are. For me now, you know, we're in a province that's unbelievably competitive in championship. You know, we're going out a lot of the times and playing at Donegal or Tyrone, who are usually a top 4 or 5 team in the country. Like, that's sometimes you need to look at it, you know, with a clear head.
In Derry's last 30 championship matches, they played Tyrone 8 and Donegal 8. That's 16 out of 30.
Yeah, and that has to be factored in. Now, I'm not saying that you go out and you accept defeat, far from it. In fact, a fair few of them games have been competitive, very competitive. But I think now our only focus is trying our best to get out of Division 3, because you want to apply your trade in a higher division. And then, you know, the championship takes care of itself, but there's no question about it. A good league campaign gives you momentum for the championship. So we have nothing to concern ourselves, only trying to win as many league games as possible to give ourselves the best chance of preparing for a championship one. I still think we need to, as you say, give a more harder mentality to winning games and competing. And, you know, if you can do that, then you can start to talk about different, you know, probably like rungs of the ladder. Mm-hmm. But for us at this stage, it's Cavan next week, and then it's hopefully, if things go right, it's a league semi-final the fall, or 2 weeks after that, or whatever it is. And I suppose that league semi-final, if we can get into it, is your first championship game of the year.